Bruchim Abayim to another week of Parsha Insights, except tonight is, as we said clearly, Haggadah Shel Pesach. The Shira said, Lezecher Nishmas, Uli Eloi Nishmas, Rebecca Bas Serina and Leon Ben Rachel, your dear parents, may their Neshama Tahiris have a lichtige Gan Eden. Although this week we're starting a new Sefer Vayikra, we should be Zecher to learn all of Sefer Vayikra, to Be'ezus Hashem, let it enhance each and every week our Shabbos Kodesh. However, as we said a moment ago, and as we've said many times, tonight Parsha Insights is Lechoid Pesach, Tovshin Peivav, Habaleinu L'Toyva, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and of course, Haggadah Shel Pesach. We'll try in the time of this year to just go through as many pshatim as we can, hopefully to give us a little bit of a potpourri and to make our evening of the Seder, as the flyer said, bringing even more added meaning to our Seder. One of the famous things that the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, it's actually a Mishnah, is that on the night of the Seder, we're supposed to follow the pattern of Maskel Begunusu Mesayim B'Shevach. That literally means that when you start the Haggadah, which is what tonight's shir is for, you're supposed to start with genus, and then you are Mesayim B'Shevach. That means start with something of disgrace, and then conclude with something of praise. I imagine what I just said from the Mishnah Pesachim is very well known. Maskel B'Genus U'Mesayim B'Shevach. There is a Machlekes Amorayim. Where's the genus, and where's the Shevach? Where does the Haggadah speak about disgrace? And where does the Haggadah conclude with something of praise? It's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that when we speak about Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah Hayavoseinu, that's certainly a genus, that's a disgrace, talking about the idol worshiping, a reference to Terah. And Shmuel says that it refers to Avodim Hayinu, the fact that we were enslaved in Mitzrayim. Then we conclude with Shevach of praise, but there is that machlekes. What is the genus that we start with? But whichever one you hold, like Rav or Shmuel, one thing is clear. For some reason, we're makbid the night of the Seder, the night of the Haggadah, to follow this pattern of starting with shame and ending with praise. Why? Why is that so critical? And of all nights, why the night of the Seder? I certainly understand talking about the praise. But why is there such stress? In fact, there's where the Machlekes is, Rav and Shmuel. No, where is the shame that we begin? With the fact that we or from the fact that we were enslaved in Mitzrayim, why is there such importance to, it has to be this formula of starting with disgrace and ending with a praise. So the Mefarshim tell us very beautifully, because this is the motif and the point of the night of the Seder, to tell you that everyone has the ability to change. And even if a person has done things that will make him feel disgrace, or things that are a disgrace, but every person, no matter how much they have fallen or done in terms of their maskel begnus, everyone has the ability to be Mesayim B'Shevach. And that's why, specifically this night, the night of the Seder, the night of Emunah, the night of connection, the night of Dairis, it's the night to remind ourselves, take a look at Klal Yisrael. When we left Mitzrayim, we had almost no mitzvahs to our name, and yet the Rebbe Shem redeemed us, and 7 short weeks later, we were standing by Maimed Har Sinai with the greatest closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that is always within our reach. So, when the Yetzer wants to tell us, you have fallen so deep, or you have fallen too many times, be it in quantity or quality, the night of the Seder, the Baal Haggadah tells us, that's not true. No matter how much a person has been maskil bignus, every person has the ability to be Mesayim B'Shevach with a beautiful, praiseworthy way. I saw a fabulous vort brought down from the great Kosher Klover. The Kosher Klover says, which halacha teaches us this concept that I just told you, which is the night of the Seder, the point? So he tells us, if you take a look, the Gemara in Brachos, it's such an amazing part. The Gemara in Brachos, Chavalef Amid Bey, says that any time it comes to a Davar Shebikdusha, you need a minion, a quorum. Kaddish, Kedusha, you need a minion. You need 10 men. Lura Boisai, what does the Gemara in Brachos say is the source that teaches us that you need a minion for a Davar Shebikdusha? Right, I see from some of the people's facial recognition, no one's going to call it out because if it's being recorded, you're going to be heard around the world. But your face showed that you clearly understand this, learned from the 10 Meraglim, the 10 spies. How do we learn it out from the Meraglim? Because we find a commonality, a shared term. When it comes to the spies, it says, "He bodlu mitoicha eda hazais." Separate yourselves mitoich from amidst this assembly. Now we see that it uses the word Eda. And Eda is a congregation, which is a reference to a quorum, 10 people. And what's the shared term? Because when it comes to Dvarim Shebikdusha, it says, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. I'll be sanctified b'soich among b'nei Yisrael. So you see that it says the word mitoich by the Meraglim. And it says the word b'soich when it comes to a Dvar Shebikdusha. That shared common term is the one that tells me they're connected, and therefore I learned from there the halacha that you need a minyan, a quorum. And the question that the Kosher Clever asks is obvious. You're learning something as sacred as a minyan needed for a davar shebikdusha from Meraglim? Why would you learn from Meraglim? You want to learn the lofty davar shebikdusha, kaddish, kedusha, whatever it is, that you need a minyan, and you're learning it from the Meraglim? Of all places, why from the Meraglim? And he says so powerfully, famously, we know that the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Gerushin, the famous word, but the Tamtis HaDavar of the Rambam is that deep within every yid is the desire to do what's right. And even a person who has strayed has that pintle yid, that hidden spark, that core of Kedusha, and that's how the Rambam explains the halacha by Gittin, to always do the Ratzon of Hashem and the will of Hashem. In fact, that's the way the Kosher Clever translates the words. What was the pasuk? V'niktashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So listen to how beautifully it was worth it just for this little knesh. The Kosher Clever says, V'niktashti. When the Ribbono Shel Olam says that he's going to be sanctified, where is that going to come from? B'soich, from the toich of B'nai Yisrael, meaning it's going to come from the toich, from the inside, from the spark, from the pintel yid, from that which is found B'soich B'nai Yisrael. That's where the Ribbono Shel Olam says, V'nikdashti, I'm going to see beautiful Kedusha. It's going to come from that which lies besoich within the core, the depths of the neshama of every yid. And that's how he explains why we learn this halacha of needing a minyan specifically from the Meraglim. He says, don't view it as if we're learning the halacha from the sin of the Meraglim. We're not learning it from the aveir of the Meraglim. We're learning it from the spark that still remained alive within the Meraglim. It's a tremendous chiddush, because the minute you hear the word Meraglim, your mind starts to conjure up a certain image. The Kosher Clever is saying, it is specifically what's used to teach us the halacha that a minyan is needed for a davar shebikdusha, to tell us it's not from the sin of the Meraglim, but it's from that which lies inside the core, besoich, each and every one of them, meaning that remained alive despite what they did. And that's where you learn the halacha of Kedusha. That's the way we set the stage for the night of the Seder. You're about to start the Haggadah, and it's true, there's a machlokes amaroyim, Rav and Shmuel, what is the maskil begnus? But why is the Baal Haggadah on the night of the Seder so machmid that this be the formula to tell every year, this is a night of emuna, this is a night of hope, this is a night of dayreis coming together. And on this night, although a person may have had maskil begnus, everyone has the ability to focus on the besoich and be mesayim b'shevach. If a person takes a look, part of this pshat we say each year, I guess you could almost say we have a little bit of a Mesoira, Kabbalah. My father's Atal brings it down in a Sefer Imrei Mordechai, and it's something that he said by the Seder every year. If you take a look, by the end of the second bracha, when we're holding up the Yayin, we say, at the end of Magid, I should say, well, let me back up for a moment. Every time we pick up the cup of Yayin and we make a Hagafen, Bayripri Hagafen, Hagafen is spelled Gimel Pei Nun. What does that stand for? As we've said in previous years, if you take a look at the very end of the Magid, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we sing a new song because we're meriting Gula Seinu and Pidus Nafshenu. What's the first letter of those three words? Gula Seinu, Pidus Nafshenu. Gula Seinu, Pidus Nafshenu, Gimel Pei Nun spells the word Gafen. That means every time you're picking up the Yayin and you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu on another one of the Dalet Kaisais, your Kavanah by Gafen should be Gula Seinu and Pidus Nafshenu. What's the difference between those two? Gula Seinu represents that physically we were freed. Pidus Nafshenu represents that our souls became free. Those are very different. In fact, if you take a look in the second bracha of benching Neidelecha, in the very beginning of Neidelecha, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shoytesonu me'eretz Mitzrayim, Ufisonu mi'beis avodim. What's the difference between the two? Shoytesonu me'eretz Mitzrayim is that we physically went out. That was a redemption of our guf. But Kedisonu mi'beis avodim, that's a reference to our nefesh, to Pidus Nafshenu. By the way, if you listen to those words again, you'll see a beautiful proof to what I just said. Let's repeat quickly. Shaytesonu me'eretz Mitzrayim is a reference to the physical freedom. Pidisonu me'beis avodim is a reference to our nefesh, our spiritual freedom. And I tied one into Gulasenu and the other in to Pidus Nafshenu. I know the quote is quite well known, but they say that it's much easier to take the Jew out of Golos than to take Golos out of the Jew. When we left Mitzrayim, that which we're celebrating tonight, the night of the Seder, we have to celebrate both. That we left Golos, and that the Golos was taken out from us. In fact, the Mepharshim bring down, this is spoken out in the Sefer Shabbos U'Mayim. It's something that a few weeks ago, when we learned Parshas Va'era, I spoke out, that if you take a look at the Psukim, time doesn't allow us to go into everyone specifically, but if you take a look at the Psukim, many Psukim speak about Hashem taking us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. And many Psukim speak about Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim. There's got to be a rhyme and reason. What is the reason that the Torah seems to switch back and forth? Eretz Mitzrayim, 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 Eretz Mitzrayim. What's the difference between the two? So based on what we said the last few minutes, the Sefer Shabbos Siloyim says beautifully, leaving Eretz Mitzrayim is the land of Egypt. That's when we became physically freed. Isn't that beautiful? Because we just said in benching, what does it say? We thank Hashem, Neidelecha, Al Shaytetzanu, May Eretz Mitzrayim. It doesn't say from Mitzrayim. It says Eretz Mitzrayim, which is a raya that refers exclusively to the physical. But then you have times that it says, I thank you, Hashem, for taking us out of Mitzrayim. That's not the part of taking the Jew out of Golos. That's taking the Golos out of the Jew. In other words, when the Mitzri way of thinking was no longer a part of us, and we thought, as we said from the opening pshat of this year, b'soich, 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 that although I have fallen, I could be Messiah b'sheva. Now, when you've reached that level, you haven't merely left Eretz Mitzrayim. More importantly, you've left Mitzrayim. And that's the second part of the bracha neida, uftisonu mibeis avodim. So if you take a look on your own at many of the psukim, you'll notice, when is it that we left Eretz Mitzrayim? That happened on the first day of Pesach. When is it that we left Mitzrayim, that our soul and our nefesh became freed? That happened Shri Shal Pesach a week later. And there are many proofs to why the first happened on the first day of Pesach and the second happened a week later. But if you will take a look at it, it's certainly worthwhile doing, maybe even at the Seder, to many of the psukim, you'll notice that whenever the Torah talks about the first day of Pesach, it always speaks about leaving Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim. Because that's when the Jew was taken out of Golos. But if you take a look in Shemoyis, Perek Yud Gimel, there's many times that you will find, five times that it uses the word Mitzrayim, it doesn't say Eretz Mitzrayim, because in this part we're talking about the sanctity and the Kedusha compared to other nations. When it talks about the Kedusha, that's not a time to talk about leaving Eretz Mitzrayim. That's a time to talk about leaving Mitzrayim. And you'll see this beautiful balance throughout the Psukim. Eretz Mitzrayim or Mitzrayim? Eretz Mitzrayim represents when the Jew left Golos. Mitzrayim represents when the Golos was taken out of the Jew. The first happened the first day of Pesach. The second happened a week later on Shvi Shel Pesach. And that is beautifully the kavanah to have. Every time, and how many times do we say the bracha hagofen, 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 hagofen? Have in mind, I thank Hashem for Gimel Pei Nun, Gula Seinu, and Pidus Nafshenu. Obviously, both are critically, critically important. But please, Rabbi Isai, have in mind Gula Seinu, the physical, Shaitesonu Me Eretz Mitzrayim. But equally, if not more, have in mind Pidus Nafshenu, Uftisonu Mimeis Havodim, that not only have we left the Mitzrayim, but the Egypt from within has left, and we have to make sure that it has. And that brings us to a beautiful pshat I saw, b'shem, the Avnei Nezer. I got so excited when I saw this pshat from the Avnei Nezer. I said, ah, if it would be that the ganze shir would be only for this pshat, Dayenu, speaking about Dayenu, if we don't get to Dayenu, that will be the Dayenu, this pshat from the Avnei Nezer. Who doesn't wait for the paragraph of Vehishamda? Vehisha Amda, and as we say it, we know that a person, the cup of wine is lifted, and the Vehisha Amda is then said. And I think that there must be dozens, if not hundreds, of answers. Vehisha Amda. Vehisha Amda means that it has stood by our fathers and by us. What's the it? And I'm sure if we went around the room, and we'll say the line, to those here, I can't say in the Heichel, but to the Gan Ariel, or the many who are listening live, or to those who are here, the recording when it's sent out, I'm sure we can get dozens of answers. What's the Vehi? The Heilig Avnei Nezer says so beautifully, Rabbi Yisai, you see in this hand I'm holding the cup of wine. And we just spoke about Yayin, Gulasenu Pedus Nafshenu, we just said Meiridik about it. Here I am holding the Yayin, which is such a central Avodah this night of the Seder, that I make Hagofen multiple times. Says the Heilig Avnei Nezer Zuchusi Yagana Leina, that you pick up the wine, and while holding the cup of the wine, you say, Vehi She'amda, it. What's the it? It is a reference to the wine. This kosher wine, this wine that's kosher, this is what has protected us. By that I mean it's what stood by us. Why? Because, of course, I'm referencing the Gemara in Shabbos, Yudayin Amid Beis, that tells us we don't drink Yayin, that's the wine of a non-Jew. Stam Yainam. Why not? Because wine isn't just a beverage. Certainly in olden days, wine was something that became a force for social bonding. Wine was something that could have led to a number of Averis, is certainly not something that a Yid is supposed to be involved in, and that's why there's the halacha specific conditions and guidelines regarding the wine of a non-Jew. So that means that when the Chachomim put a halachic boundary around wine, they weren't merely putting a boundary around wine per se. They were putting a boundary against social closeness. They were putting a boundary against things that could, rachmana litzlan, lead to assimilation or intermarriage. That's what the wine represents, that it has to be my wine and not your wine. The Baal HaGod is telling us, Vehi Shamda, Vehi Shamda, it, the wine, which reminds us that we are different in everything that we do. We lift it up and say, this has become the symbol of our survival. The wine represents our commitment to Kedusha. The wine represents that we live a separate and holy existence. The wine represents that we're an Am Kodesh and Am HaNivchar, and we're B'nei B'chayr Yisrael. When I look at the wine, that's what the wine represents, and the Baal HaGod is telling me, it's like you're pointing at the wine and saying, the purpose of this wine, She'omda L'Aveseinu V'Lanu, it has made sure that we don't allow a certain closeness. My father's Atzal Har Mordechai Shapir, I told you how he translated the Pasuk that says, when we left Mitzrayim, the beginning of the Shach, the Pasuk tells us, V'laikarav Zel Zeh Kol Alayla. Now, literally, it means strategically that we didn't get close to them. In other words, in military, it's strategic. And geographically, you have to stay X kilometers away. But my father explained very beautifully that Laila is a reference to the darkness of Golos. Do you want to survive in this Golos? V'leikorav ze el ze kol ha-Laila. Then in the Laila, the darkness of Golos, V'leikorav ze el ze, don't get close, meaning to say, don't make it that I do everything like Chalil of the other nations of the world, because then when that social closeness, we allow it to seep in and the Gedarim and the guidelines have been breached, we've lost the lesson of the Yayin, and that which has stood by us for generations is no longer there to be there for us. Remember the Yayin, Rabbi Yisai, Vehi Sha'amda. In fact, when we left Mitzrayim, it says we left Mitachas Sivleis Mitzrayim. Literally, that means from under the burden of Mitzrayim, but Sivleis is also from the word Soivel. Soivel means when you start tolerating. When you start tolerating and when everything becomes okay and where there are no lines of distinction, then not only hasn't the Mitzrayim been taken out of us, but then apparently we don't deserve to be taken out of Mitzrayim. Maybe the most important thing to remember the night of the Seder is this idea of Vehi She'amda. There's a beautiful Maisa with the Chofetz Chaim. There is one point in the Haggadah. We're just going to different parts in the Haggadah. So if you're taking notes, good. If you're only taking notes on the blackboard of your heart, how are you going to say all this the night of the Seder? Some of you are going to listen to the Shir a second or third time. So you'll take notes then. If you take a look, it says that we were groaning because of the Avodah. And what did we do? Vayizaku. We cried out, Vatal Shivosam, and then that cry rose up for help and it was heard. There's a famous Maisa with the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was once visited by a Rav from a particular town. He named the place the Chofetz Chaim, asked him, how's the level of Frumkeit in that city? Not so good. And he went on to explain to the Chofetz Chaim why it wasn't so good. And then as if putting up his hands, he said, but what could I do? The Chofetz Chaim then asked him, are there shiurim that take place in your city? I teach a few, but they really don't have interest in the most part in learning. And then again, the same refrain. So what can I do? Kashrus, how's that in your city? And once again, the script, the person says, what can I do? We spoke a little bit about what was taking place. And the same thing, what can I do? And the next thing the Chofetz Chaim asked about the chinuch and the cheder and the children and the parents and to everything that he asked this person, what's taking place in your city? The answer was always the same, what can I do? And finally, at one point, the Chofetz Chaim, Rav and Shel Yisrael, he turned to the person and said, what can you do? Chalish in tenechto. You can chalish. You can cry. That's what you can do. What do you mean, what can I do? You can cry for the matzah. And I thought to myself, the mice in light of what's taking place now around the world, but particularly in Eretz Yisrael. Just today I was speaking to someone, and they didn't mamish word it the way that this person worded it, but essentially they were asking, I'm so far away, what can I do? And the Chofetz Chaim is answering to every person, there's a tremendous amount we can do. We can be more careful in our Shmiras Halasha, we can be more careful in our Kiddush and our Tznius, we could be more scrupulous in our mitzvah observance, we could be better in our Limud HaTorah. But the first thing that we could do, we could chalish and we could cry for what's taking place. Have you done that? Because the Baal HaGadol says that when a person cares enough to chalish and to cry, the Baal HaGadol says, Vayizaku, they cried out, Vatal Shavosam, and that cry for help rose up and was eventually heard. How about trying that tonight if you say that? That's something that we can all do. Part of the pshat that I'm about to share with you may sound familiar because I mentioned it a number of weeks ago. However, apparently it was a pshat that really resonated with people. I have to say it quickly because we have a few more to cover yet. And after that, I started to get different messages and addendums as recently as yesterday with someone saying, add it, so there's phenomenal additions. If you remember the pshat, wonderful. If not, quickly, here it is. There's a lot of stress put the night of the Seder on the connection with the Avos, with the generations. I don't only mean the generations around our table, I mean Zechus Avos. In fact, one of the most famous lines of the Baal HaGadol, B'chol Dor V'Dor Chai V'Adam Ler Sasku Yasser Yitzrayim. So just take the first three words, B'chol Dor V'Dor. It's a night to learn the art of Dor and Dor. We spoke about this a little while ago regarding Amalek, that Amalek seeks to sever that generational connection, and that brings about the punishment that you find by Adam, where it says, V'kot V'Dardar. Dardar is spelled Dalad Resh, which is the exact same letters as Dar and Dar, which is also spelled Dalad Resh. It's either that we live generation to generation, i.e., with the Mesoira, with the beauty, with the Schus Avos. Oh, here's something novel. Impeccable Kibbutz of the Aim. Whether a person's privileged to have parents or doesn't have parents. We've spoken about countless times how a person's mekayim kibud av ha'eim. Kibud av ha'eim is in the category of dor-dor connection. That, Rabbi Isai, is one of the greatest themes the night of the Seder. If it's not dor-dor, it becomes the punishment of kites v'dar-dar. In fact, somebody yesterday mentioned to me so beautifully, why when we're speaking about the one who started up with us, do we say in the Haggadah, Lavan? Esav was before Lavan, so this is a great counselor. Why do you start with Lavan? Why not earlier with Esav? I'm not here to sing the praises of Esav, but the answer is fabulous. Because Esav, although he was a Rasha, one of the great Dvarim that he had going for him was, as we know, his Kibbutz Av, meaning to a certain degree he understood and appreciated the Dar-Dar. So we don't speak about that tonight in the Seder. But by Lavan it says that Bikesh Lavan, Lakar Es HaKol, he wanted to uproot everything. What does it mean he wanted to uproot everything? He wanted to break the bond of Mesoira, of Schus Avos. In fact, that's what it says, that Arami Oyved Avi. Arami is an Armenian, a reference to Lavan. Oyved Avi. He wanted to have us lose Zechus Avos. Oyved Avi. And that's why we start this night speaking about the evil, not of Esav. At least he had the connection of Dor-Dor, but that of Lavan, which is Lakar Es HaKol. So this is an evening of Dor-Dor vis-a-vis generation, Schus Avos, Mesoira, Rabbeim, it's the antithesis of Lavan. So you may remember that when we gave this shir, we mentioned the beautiful gematria. The gematria of the word Dor-Dor, or Dar-Dar, Dalad Resh, Dalad Resh, is 408. Each one is 204 times 2 is 408. One of the famous words in Lashon HaKodesh that is 408 is the word Zeus. Zion, Aleph, Tuf. Similar to that which we say when we pick up the Sefer Torah and Hagmazon, the Zeus HaTorah. And when we start concluding this year in a few minutes, you'll see why I reference that pasuk, the Zeus HaTorah. But the word Zeus has a gematria of 408, which is the exact same gematria of Dar Dar or Dar Dar, same, Dalad Resh, is also 408. What's the significance of Zeus 408? You may remember that I mentioned that if you take a look, the Ber Moshe speaks it out, during the Yom Narayim, when we say Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah Mavir Nisrayim Zera, although your Machzor says Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah, but on top of those three words, Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah, you know that there are other words. On top of the word Tshuva says the word Tzayim. On top of the word tefillah says the word kol kuf vav lamin. And on top of the word tzedakah it says the word mamon, mem mem vav nun. And obviously we know famously, what's the gematria of each of those? Each of those is 136. Tzayim is 136. Kol is 136. Mamon is 136. 136 times 3 is 408. So the reason that we put that on top in the Haggadah, where it says tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, mavir, nesrayim, gezer, is to remind us that when you see the word tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, you really think tzayim, kol, and mamayim, each one being 136, and 136 times 3, we just said, is 408, and that zeis is what helps bring about our salvation, as the pasuk says, Bezois Yavai Aaron El HaKodesh. That when you have the Zeus of Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah Kol Tzayim and Mamayim, you merit the Gula Shalema. In that shir, we said that Kol Tzayim and Mamayim, which is Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah, is really the three Avos: Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham is famously known as the Av, the Pillar of Chesed, which is obviously Mamayim, that pillar of tzedakah. Yitzchak is known as the Av, the pillar of Avodah, and Avodah today is Kol and Tefillah. That leaves us with one more, which is Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu is, of course, the Av, the pillar of Torah. But Torah is really represented by Tzayim and Tshuva. If you remember, I brought a beautiful proof from my father's atzal, because in the bracha, every bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, the beginning and end match perfectly. Ata chaynein, chaynein hadas. Slach lanu, we're forgiven. Refe'enu, refe chayle. Barech aleinu, mavarech hashanim. The one that doesn't seem to match, hashiveinu avinu l'sei rasecha, baruch atah Hashem, hareitze b'shuva. Who's talking about Torah? We're talking about tshuva. It must be that you see that the greatest way to do tshuva is through clinging tenaciously to Limud HaTorah. So what we just accomplished, Rabbi Yisai, in 30 seconds beautifully was, we're looking to bring about tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, which we said is called Tzayim and Mamayim. Each one being 136 makes a total of 408. 408 is Zeus. And Zeus is what's going to bring about the gula, as we said, B'Zeus Yavai Aron El HaKodesh. The 408 of Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah represents the three Avos. The pillar of Tzedakah of Mamayim, that's Avraham Avinu. The pillar of Avodah of Kol, that's Yitzchak Avinu. And the pillar of Tshuva, which is represented by Torah, is that of Yaakov Avinu. In other words, we have to make sure that on this night, when we connect with the Zeus, we're not just connecting with the Zeus. We're connecting with the Avos. It's the antithesis of what Lavan wanted to do when it said, Lachor es hakol. Our job this night is the Zeus. Which Zeus? The Zeus of 408, which represents Kol Tzayim and Mamayim, which represents Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah, which is represented by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which is Zechus Avos. As soon as I finished giving this shiur a few months ago, somebody called me and told me beautifully, now I understand the Russia. If you take a look at the Rasha, when the Rasha asks his question, what's the first thing that the Rasha says? Lo ha'avoida hazois lachem. And many people talk about what did the Rasha do wrong, lachem, the fact that he said you and he didn't include himself. But it could be, according to what we said, that the fault of the Rasha is, he said, lo ha'avoida hazois. He doesn't believe in the avoida of Zeus. He doesn't believe in the avoida of Zeus, which represents Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which represents Chus Avos, which represents the 408 of Dar Dar. And maybe that's the way to understand the Rasha's Kasha, Ma Avoida HaZeus. He doesn't have value for the Zeus. So when you don't have value for the Zeus, your Dar Dar becomes Kait Vidardar Tatsriyachla. There's a tremendous amount to say, but I'll just end with one Maisa, because we did quote the Pasuk, Vizais HaTaira. And in the Pasuk, Vizais HaTaira, it references that word Zeus and Taira, which brings us to the Dalet Bonim, where it says that the Dalet Bonim, Kneged Dalet Bonim Dibra Taira. And in other years, we spoke about the fact that the Dalet Bonim could be really one son. And we brought a proof to that, because when it speaks about the Dalet Bonim, it says, Echad Chocham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tom, Echad Sheina Yodeh. Echad is a gematria of 13. 13 times 4 is 52. And the word Ben, son, is 52. So maybe it's telling us that sometimes as a Ben, as a son, we have in us the character traits sometimes of a Chacham, sometimes as a Rasha. We're not always perfect, as the Shir began with, we'll conclude with it. Maschil v'gnusu Messiah m'shevach. So it's really four sons, but it's really one person. So what's the answer? Dibra Taira. If one clings to the Taira, then they stand a chance, because the Taira, we said, brings a person back to tshuva, and they'll end up with Messiah m'shevach. So I'll end with a Maisa that I saw. It was the last Kol Nidre of the life of Reb Meir Shapiro, the Lublin Rosh Hashiva. And there was an elderly Yid that was given the honor of taking out the Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh during the saying and singing of Or Zeruah to start Yom Kippurim. He brings the Sefer Torah, and when he turns, unfortunately he lost his footing, he slipped. He stumbled, this elderly Yid in his 80s. He fell backwards, and he hit the floor, but he was still holding the Sefer Torah tightly in his arms. You can imagine the panic that was sweeping the Beis Medrash. He was trembling, but this elderly Yid in his 80s rose to his feet, difficult, bruised, having fallen in public, but never ever, ever releasing his grip on the Sefer Torah. And then they started to sing softly, Or Zeruah. And he held the Sefer Torah against his chest. They couldn't imagine witnessing this, the holiest night of the year in Yom Kippurim. At that point, when the Or Zeruah finished the tefillah, Reb Meir Shapiro walks in the Aron Kodesh. And he starts saying in a voice filled with tears and crying, Ribbono shel Olam, look at what just happened tonight. We all witnessed an elderly Yid that fell to the ground, but the Sefer Torah in his hands, he was in pain. He was mavish in pain. And yet he never let go of the Sefer Torah. Ribbono shel Olam, said the great Reb Meir Shapiro, we too, like the Yid, collectively, we have fallen. We have suffered through Golos, and we have stumbled through Golos. We are broken, we are shattered, and at times we are crushed. But there's one thing that has never changed. We will never let go of the Sefer Torah. And maybe that's why when it speaks about the Dalet Bonim, which is really a reference to one son, Ben, Echad, 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 it says, Dibra Torah. Because remembering that no matter how much there has been a Maschil Bignus, and no matter how much Lila there has been, and as much pain as Klal Yisrael has been through, like the elderly Yid, we never release our grip on the Sefer Torah. I hope, Be'ezras Hashem, that on this night, the night of the Seder, the night of Dor Dor, and the night of Emunah, and remembering that even if it's been Maschil Bignus, it could be Messiah Meshavach. Remember, Rabbi Yitzhak, what do the Kosher Klover say? V'miktashti, where does Hashem feel sanctified? B'soich. Otherwise, we wouldn't learn it from the Meraglim. Remember, Rabbi Yitzhak, there's a challenge not only to leave Eretz Mitzrayim, but have we left Mitzrayim? Or is the Golus still within? Just asking. Remember when you pick up the Yayin Vehi Sha'avda, it is that not allowing the social closeness, the safeguard against assimilation and intermarriage, Vehi Sha'avda, remembering the importance of Kedusha and Tzniyus and never letting it fill Mitachas Tzivleis Mitzrayim. As we said from the Halach of Chofetz Chaim, we sometimes feel thousands of miles removed from a situation. The Chofetz Chaim turned to the person and said, what could you do? You could chalish, you could cry, Vayizaku, Vayizaku. No, when's the last time we did a Vayizaku? Because if there is a Vayizaku, then we could be Zaycha to a Vatal Shavosam. And please remember, as we see time and time again throughout the Seder, Bechol Dar Vadar, as we said, that's why it begins with Lavan and not Esav. Because Esav at least had to a degree the recognition of Dar Dar, but Lavan was Lakar Es Hakol. Arami Oyved Ovi, there's no Zchus Avos, and that's indicated by the word Zeis, which is the 408, which represents the three Avos. And that's the question of the Rasha, Moa Avoida HaZeis. Lachem. I hope, Ezra Hashem, like in the last Maisa we said, that we'll remember the Zeis HaTorah, the Zeis HaTorah, and by showing the Ribbono Shel Olam that we never let go of our grip on the Zeis HaTorah, that although he has seen us broken, crushed, and scattered, that this will be the night, as we did then when we left Mitzrayim and Eretz Mitzrayim, will be zeicha to leave the spiritual galus and the physical galus. Will be able to say with the Bayis Shlishi, Bayri Pri Hagofen, Gulaseinu and Pedus Nafsheinu, that Shir Chodosh of Vinoichal Min Hazlochem U Min Hapsochem Be'ezus Hashem this year.